Well, down the soil, when the Shchaiv brings it down, the Shibur brings it down. And if a person reads Parsha Samon, Yom Shlishi, the Parsha's B'Shalach Shtayim Mikro Be'echot Targum, so it's Muftach Lo'i Shilo Yechzor Mezinoisov. A lot of people are into the Sgula. Well, people do a lot of things for having money, you know. This is the Teva, the Neodo. I want maybe a little bit to explain what is the Pshat of this Inyan. The person says, Shtayim Mikro Be'echot Targum, from Parsha Samon, Yom Shlishi, and Parshas B'Shalach, so Muftach Lo'i Shilo Yechzor Mezinoisov. Sure, it's also Zgula inside. Stam is a Zgula inside. Come on, maybe a little bit to explain what it means to read Parshas Samon, Shtayim Mikro Be'echot Targum, this Yom Shlishi, Parshas B'Shalach. The Yisoid Be'etzen is Pesach Es Yadecho Masbiya L'chol Chai Rotzeh. As in the Rebbein HaShloilam is Pesach Es Yadecho Masbiya L'chol Chai Rotzeh. And he gives every person what he needs. Pesach Es Yadecho Masbiya L'chol Chai Rotzeh. Akash Baruch Hu Zom Mikar Mireimim that Beitzei Keinim, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives everyone. Kadosh Baruch Hu kach gozro chochmasa. There's a Musig of Mishtadlis. The person works. The person is Mishtadl. Makes money. The other person doesn't make money. And this is Be'etzem, the Nisayon of this Olam. And it's called the Shtadlitz. And it's very hard. It looks like the person that is Mishtadl more has more, the person that is Mishtadl less has less. For sure. Moran Bracha says, Tipazu, Ani, Ashi. But this is Be'etzem, what every person has to struggle in this world. And it's Adechot, Pesach is Yodecho, Masbiya Lechol Chayotze. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives everyone a Parnasa. And in Tzad Sheni, we see the Ishtadlus. That is Be'etzem, Zele Umaze. Chazal say, Lo nitno Teiro, Elo Lo'ich Lehamon. The Teiro was given only to the Oich Lehamon. Why? So, one pshat is the Oich Lehamon, they have what they needed. You know, every morning it's snu man around the machne. But the truth is the opposite. Not because Oich Lehamon had what they needed and they could have said and learned with Luchas and Nefesh. Chazal say the opposite. In the desert, if tomorrow would be no man, would be nothing more to eat. Every day they needed to rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Was nothing more to do. You couldn't plant. Nothing grew in the desert. There was no chatimtze. They had to really rely that everything is from Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's a mot nezach be'etzem. Mitzad echot, Oich Le'amon is the highest madrega. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just feeds you. You have everything what you need. Completely everything what you need. Be'etzem is the most relaxing, most easiest life. You just wake up in the morning, everything is there. Every flavor, every taste. Mitzad sheni, if you don't trust, so tomorrow morning you don't have. So we, small people, I say Alamo, we have these people, they think that if they would be in Mitzrayim, they mistame for sure. would think that power is crazy, that it doesn't let the people out. Not even a suffering. If they would be in the midbar, for sure, every day money would come down. But tomorrow morning would be no money. For sure, every day would be money. Not even a shayla that every day would be money. Not even a suffering. Not even a suffering. I would be money. So that's what every person thinks. If I would be in Mitzrayim, for sure power is Meshugana that he doesn't let the people out. What, the Terem Tehlak, Yehovda, Mitzrayim? I would be in the midbar, and for sure, when I was suffering, I would know that the moon is coming down every day. I would not have a doubt about it. I would not have a suffering about it. That is be'etzem the tzur that a human being thinks. But be'emes, if we would be in the midbar, by night we would be so nervous that tomorrow morning would be no more. We think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it the same way we don't think that maybe tomorrow morning we will not wake up. So we will be sure that tomorrow morning would be month. But it was not like that. Every day they had to have bitachon. It was something shaloi kederech hateva. Involved with shaloi kederech hateva. They had to have emunah and boira oilam that the month will come down. Chazal, Medrash. People that don't have to work, there's nothing more to work, there's nothing, everything was there. You could just sit and learn, everything is taken care for you. Manish, don't have nothing on your head that you have to sit and learn. That is mitzad echot. But mitzad sheni, you couldn't rely. You couldn't trust on what you have in your hands because you were dependent. You're completely independent. You're dependent completely on Bein Ha'olam. Not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the man. This is the part that we read in the Shtei Mikra. I'm starting to get closer to that. That if you left it over in the morning, it melted. Was no way to keep for tomorrow. Was no way. If you kept it, it became warm. There's no way to say, okay, well, just in case tomorrow I need a bit more. It's gone. The morning is gone. There's nothing left. We'll come again. Hashem will help again. But there's nothing left from what came before. That was the oimek. That was the oimek of the avoider of the month. The oimek of the avoider of the month. So these are the two halakim that when a person is sitting and learning, the reason he has siyata d'shmaya is l'nitna teira la'ich le'amon, taki that he's maftiya himself from all the different shi'abudim, and that he realized that everything is in Bein Ha'olam. So what is the pshat l'nitna teira la'ich le'amon? It's a pashtes, it's a nifon, it's a tapok. But Chazal tells us no. That is the way that a person will grow in Torah when he will live like Oich Le'amon. He will live like Oich Le'amon. He will have that bitoch. I said over in Chumash a couple of times, and I want Le'in Yoneinu, the word of the Minhogi that this is on Shabbos, and on Shabbos we leave bread for the bird. Nosson Va'adiram said, Moshe said there'll be no man over Shabbos. They decided to show there won't be man. Now on Shabbos it doesn't have to melt. So it's the only day that Nosson Va'adiram could leave more, it will not melt. It will not become warm. So Nosson Va'adiram, they took man, they hided it. And Shabbos morning they spread it around. They show that Moshe Rabbeinu is wrong, it's a part of the Pasha Samad. So the birds came and ate it. And we're so grateful for the birds that they came and they ate it. Baruch Hashem, the birds will not come, you know. In the morning we'll be zenith to Moshe Rabbeinu. The mama should appreciate the job of the birds. For every year we pay the birds, the Eneklach, we pay them. It's one of the reasons. And the question is, who needs it? But every morning, it's new moon, 2 feet, 3 miles around. Shalosh Parsois. How much moon do you think Dosan Vaviru managed to put? They have the biggest warehouse in the world. 50 bags, 100 bags. So what happened? Shabbos morning, they got up. They tripled a couple pieces of moon. They were planning, everyone wake up, and Moshe, you're wrong. I'm sure going, Moshe, you're wrong. Every morning, Tal Lemato, Tal Lemalo, it was an ice cover. It was a whole matzah. A couple pieces, all messed up, all crumbled up. The answer is, for sure it's not the same. But Moshe Rabbeinu said that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives the parnos. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives the oichel. They claim it's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu has a koyach to give the man who knows the doors in the Shemayim for the parnosa. He has the key of parnosa, and he could lock the key when he wants. Shabbos, he decided to lock the key. He decided that this would be Saturday, that would be the day to rest. It's not that the Ribbono Shel Olam decided it. And not that the Ribbono Shel Olam decided that Shikol Melachtecho Asuyo, you don't lose from keeping Shabbos. No. So they wanted to show that Shabbos morning some pieces of man came down. Obviously, if the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that says that Shabbos no man will come down, Hashem is Kol Yachol. Hashem is the one that creates the world. He's the one that brings the man. If he decides in Shabbos not to bring man, so not even one piece will come down, because he's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem says no, it's not. And he says yes, it's yes. It's not almost. They wanted that Moshe is almost right. He locked all the doors. One of them was not closed properly, so some pieces dropped out. But that means that it's not Boreh Olam is menayim the parnos. They would break the whole emunah that Hashem is giving you to eat to the mouth. Moshe could feel tzach. Moshe could hang around. Moshe, Hashem, but everyone believes in Hashem, but. Believe in Hashem, but. Some people have a small but, some people have a big but. And Hashem needed, Klal Yisrael needed to see everything is from Boreh Olam. There's not one drop that is not from Boreh Olam. So the birds came and they ate them on, and nothing was left over, so it was no Chilul Hashem. If one piece of mud is down, without Boreh Olam, a keg in Boreh Olam, we lost the whole point to prove that Shabbos was Yom. So this is the reason we're so grateful for the birds that they ate them up. That is Be'etzem, a part of what we reach Shayim Mikro Ve'echot Targo Yom Shlishi Parshas B'Sharach from the Parshas Abot. Ainu, a person has to believe. And that is Be'etzim. A person has to believe that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That he's mefarnes, he's mechalkel. And you have to know, that is the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really made it, that it looks completely not like that. And there is the hardest place to have a bitoch. When you read the Parsha Samon comes to say something very interesting. I think maybe the Ramban speaks it out somewhere. We know, everyone in this room believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah, if not Bistama, he would not be here. Not say that everyone that's not here doesn't believe, but for sure everyone that is here believes. If you ask someone, Ribbono Shel Olam, yes. If you sit and learn and you do what's in Hashem, he for sure will take care of you, for sure. Now, one guy here will not sign for sure, right? Lemaise after the chasen to sit and learn the whole time. Lemaise how I'll manage Lemaise. But you believe? But you don't believe Hashem brings out the time? Sure. Let us say that we sit there, we sit Dayenu. So you believe so. So where it stops? What stops us to believe? Moshe, no Jewish person is scared that Iran, the country, another country, Trump is very busy with that country. Yeah. Oh, you have also the guy from, also Kim. Also, no one in this room is scared. I want to tell you something very, I want to prove to you a little bit emunah. You're scared that a atom bomb will fall and raise the whole Eretz Yisrael? Why? Isn't you scared? Why not? Why Trump is scared and you're not scared? No, I want to explain you something really logical, because we don't understand. The reason he's really scared, not going in his personality now, because if you're not Jewish, and the books is a bomb, these people are planning to throw it, and the minute they will have it, they're not planning to ask no more questions. So it's we're fighting against the time to stop them to have that bomb. There's no question about it. They will have it, they will throw it. After Israel will not be here, we know what to fight. Yes, and the Arabs will scream a little bit. So people that don't have Boira Olam, if that bomb is created, eventually it will fall. It's so hard for us to go into their head. We know Hashem will not destroy Aliyah. That we know. So that option is out of our heads. And no one in this room thinks that will come a bomb and we'll raise 6 million Jews. It doesn't. Even the Nazis did it. It's not going to happen again. No one thinks that a bomb will come and destroy the whole Eretz Yisrael. You have a thought it will happen? No. Listen, everything can happen. But that means the Mamash Gzeira Shein. And if that Gzeira has to happen, it will happen anyways, even if we'll put all the Zach. So, we are really not scared. The Goy, all I have to do, the Panyal, they're really scared. They're really scared. They can't sleep at night. They know that it's a bomb, and that bomb is about to fall here. It's only a question of time when the guys will have the ability to do it. Because we have a Emunah and Boi. So everyone in this room has a Emunah and Boi, for sure will not destroy the Yid. Where our Emunah starts to low down, will not have a God's Christ will not be destroyed. But maybe I will not be rich, that could be. Maybe I would not have what I need to have. That, why? Hashem didn't promise me that He would take care of me. I see a lot of people suffer. I look around me, I see so many bad things happening around me. So I know, Klal Yisrael Hashem will protect. Me, Me'echet is. Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, yeshivas in the world will survive even if governments will cut their money. Yes, not even a question. No one has even a doubt. How it will work out? It will work out. Hashem for sure will take care of Klal Yisrael. Me? That is be'etzem, the fine line in between Hashgocha Protis and Hashgocha Klolis. And every year, and I'm telling you, we don't understand it. We'll never understand what the Goyim think. The people that are in charge of the world have different fears that we don't have. Because that we should that will not happen. We don't know how. Like, you know, Kufis, it goes up and down. And the skill that some things will fall from the moon or will destroy the country. Different times, different moments. Why we are not scared when he's that? We don't understand something is going to fall and destroy this world. So even if they're telling you it's about to fall, maybe, by then there's a chance that it will happen. So when they see something starting to fall, if it knows it could fall, they're really nervous. Because it really could happen. There's nothing stopping it to happen. We are sure this Hashem is not doing it. And that is a really, be'etzem, mitzadach, or you could be the paradich of that. And say, look, so the Klal Yisrael have emunah. Because we believe that Hashem is creating the world. Right? But that is an easy emunah. Klal Yisrael deserves to get credit for that. But the same way we have that emunah inside our bones, we're not scared. We're mamish not scared. We're mamish not scared that this will happen. We don't have a doubt that this will not happen. הוא דולה בסוף מבין אבון האדם. Our avoider is be'etzer to come to the place that we will know that if we will learn Torah and we will do what we have to do, the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of every person. Avad is a chiyu mishtaklos. And there's different levels of chiyu mishtaklos. But in the end, the Boira Olam decides if yes, and the Boira Olam decides if not. But it's very hard, very, very hard to know what is the level of the ishtaglus that you have to do. Very hard to know. Very scared. Well, it's both Daman's fault. That if someone says Parsha Samon and Parsha's Besharach, Segulo Shelo Yech Segulo Mezenoiso, sure as the Indian Zuri, it means that he reads Parsha Samar. What do we see in Parsha Samar? In Parsha Samar we see Hashem made miracles to take out of Mitzrayim? Yes. He made to win Og Melech HaBoshem? Yes. But for 48 years to daily give us to eat in that way, it was not because there was no different chance. Hashem really, the Ramitbo really was zeiche to move out of a regular hishtadlis and to realize that Hashem is feeding them daily. The mon that they ate is not more from the bread or the fish that you eat lunch. It's the same food. Just bederech klal, it's covered b'teva. For 40 years, that was not a regular miracle. Say that. We needed to have it. Hashem made a matzah. That Be'etzem Hashem says the food comes up from down. Hamar ve'lo yehirbo ve'amar mit lo yehimit. Was no mustard more or less. You couldn't grab. You grabbed more, it stayed little. You took a little, it became big. Was no mustard to change. It's not stopped. Not because it was not enough, so they were scared people, so Hashem made a beam. There was no musig in the month to get more from your friends. How much you took? Came up. You had to get up in the morning and collect. You had to. Yeah. What is that? So go take one piece and I don't know how it worked exactly. But in the end of the day, everyone had the same food. If you carried and you left it over, it didn't stay over. Not supposed to stay. That be'etzem was a learning to understand that this is the way that parnasa is. Now, I'm not saying that we're really holding it, but the chokhmah, like about the rabbeisa, for this gula is to say it, and at least in the time that you say it, to try to connect yourself, to try to believe. No, as you may show you, as a shame, I will speak a little bit. What is that boy that I'm showing you? But these days, it's not the pshat punk we read in the parshas that we went out of Mitzrayim. The reason that you may show you, we're called shaving, it's a shame next week we'll explain what is that boy that I'm showing you. But these are the days that shaving is the tippest of what the Golus, the Marishim. These are the days that we go out of Mitzrayim. And when we get to Parsha Samon, Kivyochol, so why do you read it Yom Shlishi? Or Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that we anyway not basic in Parnos. Kivyochol, they took Kabbalah, Yom Shiruch Bakwekitoy, a day in the middle of the week that we are in Olam HaMais. And we are. Could make some phone calls. Could make some deals. Could plan. Could do. So people say, I hear it's a very good shmooze, but you know, it's very hard to relate to. One of the places that you relate to very strong is you give by some. Pay $1,000, you give $100. You better give a chodesh, you give 200. It's very hard. Very hard. And the richer the person is, we find the less ma'aser he gives. Remember, it was years ago that a lot of people lost money, like big numbers. And I went to Rav Shneiman, and he said, what? They lost so much money? I didn't know so much Jewish money. They would just give ma'aser class, so it would be taken care of. They managed to lose $5 billion. So enough money for, so what is the story exactly? Why? Because the upshot is, sure, could go to Mechavir, Yitzhak, go to Lamenu, but the guy who has $1,000 anyway, he can't live. It's easy for him to give 200. And 5 billion, to give a billion? Mr. Shrav. Well, he's planning a man, he puts it in the charity, that he's in charge and he could marry off his kids in 20 years in the charity. Yeah. Give it, give it. I'll tell you what my father gave me, Musa. And I get married. So I didn't have money. I wanted to buy a house. I didn't have money to buy a house. But I had to buy a house. So I bought a house. I took a big mortgage. But you know, the bank didn't want to give me a mortgage. You know, I didn't know income. My wife, Guman's wife, you know when she works the place. She had a printing company. So they didn't want to give a mortgage. So the boss, my wife worked as a frum guy. He said, you know, I will sign on the mortgage. But no, why do it? If you be a guarantor, they will not give it. So then was a law, a third person could sign as a third party that he's a loaner. He's the loaner also. Even if the money doesn't go to him. So then, if that guy has a nice income, the bank, it's not stam achrayis, areyus. My husband called it all kavlos shuvduts, I think the Gemara calls it. But this, I think that they changed the law already. But as I give him, and he said, in the most, if you don't pay the mice, your husband is learning. No, so I have the Gemara. So he said, his name was Abdomen. He said, so we bought a house, I don't know, his house. Years. And then he died. Car accident and liver transfer. One little shishi, I come home 2 o'clock. My wife left me all the mail from the whole week. It's very tired. 2 o'clock. I was like, I'll see the mail. So they have from the whole year, you know, the mortgage bag. They send like a paper with like millions of small little letters. I said, you know, I'm tired. No, I'll read all the small letters. So quickly to read 3,000, thousands of words. Quickly, they said it, someone has to read it. No, I really want to read it. I'm reading for 20 minutes. I get to the bottom, it says that if you use the third guy to be a loaner, and he dies, so his life insurance includes that the mortgage is covered. Because they make him to sign a life insurance, not a real life insurance that they give him money, but that could be enough kamina. So I got up in the morning, I called the guy, I said, when he died? I said, 11 months ago. I said, he said, come right away. I came to say, for sure, all the mortgage is covered. Not that. In the year, you get back everything what you paid for the last 11 months. Till 12 months, you get paid even more. I called my father in the morning, I said, oh, check on the house, okay, mine. Such a shame that I didn't buy a bigger house. My father told me on the phone, Apikoyos. I said, what? I said, Apikoyos. Hashem is showing you that he likes you. And even if you will never happen in the world, he's giving you a house. Now you say, Hashem, why didn't you do different? So he will not give you. When you see my lawyer, I'm giving you, you're vital to start to think why you didn't do different. It means vital. You feel, instead of saying how could Shboku is Megalgo, that the bank does want. A person has to in life, Shboku sometimes Mamish sends you man. And we are so low. I'll tell you another story. How a person in a minute, you think if Hashem, so I said, you think if you'd be in the midbar, for sure I would know everything is by oil. I was walking up once in the shir room, and I asked someone, I need to go to the Chemish, take me a ride. The guy that passed there, I thought his name is Binyamin Shasha. Ben Shasha. He comes out and he says, I heard you need a ride to get to the church. I said, yeah. He said, we have a minig of the Seder, and our car has to belong to a Rav. So I have a very good car. It belongs to you. Where you need to go, every time you tell me, the car waits near you, full with gas, with everything, and you can do what you want. This is a minig, it's as good as we have to have such a minig. This is my father, my father's car belongs to this or that. It's a good minute, I'll keep it here. Every time where I need, I tell him I need a car, the car comes here in the Shiva, and where I need a car takes me. I need to bring a buck to drive it. And if he's not available, he sends a taxi right away instead, and the taxi takes it all. I never used it to go home, but every time, you know. But as a matter of fact, I had a car the whole time. Mamish, a good, fancy car. So, one day a buffer that was driving it, you know, to drop me off somewhere. I don't know exactly what was the story where, you know, I thought, I'll permission the boy, and you know, I get a phone call. I just hear screaming. It was a car accident. Nothing is left of the car. Baruch Hashem, the Baruch is alive. The guy came over to me and told me, my father said, the meeting has to stop. Because they charge me a lot of money, he has to buy a new car. He said, yeah, the rub didn't help. The shmir didn't work. It doesn't work. Find a different rabbi. It doesn't work. You know? the rabbi can't take care of himself. He can't take care. Hashem no son, Hashem no kach, Yishem Hashem no vayoch. And like I told a docher, you're very not responsible, you know, because of you, I lost the car. And my rabbi told me, because of him, you lost the car. You heard another person, Hashem sent him a car for two years. He has a car running after him, where he goes. I don't know the guy. Today I know him. I didn't know the guy. I've known another person, the guy I'm close to. Someone's called, you want the car? And it was a good chosh in the car. Yeah, not a racing car, yeah. Hashem gave it. Maybe you didn't appreciate it, you took it away. Why even saying a word to this buffer? But it's b'derech hateva that it came to you. So we think alamol, you know, for sure, if Hashem would just show me a little bit, if I would see a little bit of Ashgoche, I would be the Choshev guy. You know, if it happens, it's a capital. If it happened to me, I would believe. I'm telling you, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. That is the choshech of Yisrael upon us. Hashem will give it to you, and you will write there and think, yeah, so he gave it to me, but you guys spoiled it for me. You, I'm asking, it's a very hard. So this goal is to go tomorrow. Well, it's not, I'm sure I'm not doing Seder Chas V'Shalom. I think it doesn't work doing Seder. I hope it doesn't work doing Seder. I'll give you a bracha that will not work doing Seder. But as long to say the Parsha Samon, but take it to be misboyne. To be misboyne. Hashem runs the world. Hashem gives not only in the big picture that the bombs will not fall. In the daily thing, if it means to happen, you will have it. And if it doesn't need to happen, it will not happen. And this is the Ashgocha from Bayroyo. When a person lives like that, and he has the emunah, then Take is Muftach Lo Yishmei Yechzor Mezabai Yisrael. I'm saying, while Parshas B'Shalach is the really time that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar had that Ashgocha, again, I'm asking, start with Maisos. Wonders. The second thing, if someone takes from you, about it, without to fight, without to try, but not to get angry. Not to get angry. You tried to get a deer, someone took it away from you. So later, I'll tell you, you know, I became a rabbi about the shluchim, about the miftah, I don't know how you call it there. So before I came there, they had a meeting like in a house in one of the villas in Givat HaMiftah. They sold it, some of the owners sold it, and the new buyer kicked them out. He came to live there, did come to live there. Before I came, like all the neighborhood hate the guy that bought the house and kicked him out. It was like even kids in the street that will like call him names. This was the guy in Chutzpah, it's a random guy. Chutzpah is a minion here. And for a month they didn't have word to doubt. And then I came to speak, I was not even around here. He said, the people, I don't understand you, you're upset with the guy. One day you'll realize that he did the biggest favor for you. If no one will kick you, you would stay in the basement. Well, it's good. You're kicked out, you build it, now you have a whole shul. They almost really had a building. I'm not sure now, yeah? When they built the building, or started to build, I told the guys, find the guy, call him, tell him thank you. He made you to move to the right place. You will stay in the basement. I have a daughter. She's not, you know, she was very smart, but you know, in school, she more learned Chumash Rashi instead of people that go to, you know, the Goyim go places that the Goyim go to study. Yeah. She like Bais Yaakov, like Sarah Shneer, she just learned Bais Yaakov. So she got married, you know, what she could have made, a couple dollars. She started to work, she was very happy. She was kicked out of her place. Why? She was upset, she got a different job. She got $1,000 a month. Oh, she was very happy. After 3 months, she's not much running the whole place, she's very, very smart. Very, very smart. She was running the whole place. So, you know, the owner was Chweis. And then the lady, the secretary of the owner, Chweis, her niece, Chweis, someone came to work there. My daughter told me, I could see in three, couple of days, I'll be kicked out. You know, they wanted to help. She was so upset, so hurt. She was very, very upset. She was home for a week, she didn't have a job. Then she found another job. Smart with a computer or something. And again, she was kicked out. So Hashem has good plans for you. And every place it became better. Today, she owns a Levayach Yerel Yudashirit. She came to a place, she's in charge of the computers, I don't know exactly what you do there, but I know you press buttons and you get money, that one I know. Yeah. But all right, you know, you come to the place, you say what kind of Hechshir you want Vadats, so food, lunchtime, food from Vadats restaurants comes over. It's like, very hard, nothing. She never studied, nothing. Today she's running very, now. She never studied it, and she will never be there, yeah? She went to one place, she was kicked out, so she found a place a little bit smarter. Okay, she was ready, Hashem kicked her to the next place. So Hashem put her here. So Hashem wanted her in a year to get very high position in a very high computer thing that she never studied. But she was kicked away from a shmata job, so she had to a little bit pull herself to be, you know, to try to be a bit smarter. She was ready a bit smarter, so she was, oh. So I said, Hashem moved. Now, that is clear, today she knows. But I told her every step, remember that. One day you will tell Hashem, take you. And not that, Hashem like you told her. Okay, you know this? Okay, we're going to make the next step, you know? Every time when she finished the study, like she said, till I settled, I know what I'm doing, I'm kicked away. And that was exactly, she knew what she was doing, she learned it. She moved to the next place. She again didn't know what she's doing, she knew what she's doing. This is all of our life. Not every time we realize it. Some things we will realize azimol eschoypi. When Mashiach will come, we will realize what was the picture. But that is bitochen hanishkanes. And the segula is to read Parshas Amor and to believe. To read Parshas Amor and to believe. And to believe. I called someone. Somebody, I needed some help. So I called a guy in England to take care of it. He told me, you know, there's no chance here that we'll manage to take care of what you want us to take care of. I said, I know there's no chance. This is my status. He said, I'm calling you, and I know. I'll be in America. I'll be in Cleveland. The guy will come over to me and take care of the whole thing without asking. They can't have it. I said, but I can't say I rely on the Rebbe. I have to make the regular shabbos. You have to make the regular shabbos. If you make the regular shabbos, it every time works. Now, I know you think, oh, like I said, you think you'll be in the mitzvah, you will believe. Yeah? Believe me, I have so many nisyonos in my life that cover all the nice stories that I'm telling. And equal exactly like you. I struggle with the same nisyonos. I speak in bitochen and ishtavos. I'm speaking about different nisyonos now. I have a yitzahor to eat chazer. I'm not discussing that now. Yeah? That's what I have a yitzahor. But I know that I could take out, maybe because I have big nisyonos, so I have big lights. But you say, it's not even one guy who doesn't think it. I would see it like this in Kaplan, like these stories, I would be now in Miami, I would be learning day and night. I'm not going to stop. So you think if I would be in the midpoint, I would see the bug coming down in the morning? For sure, I would see the Bismarck, I should learn the whole thing. Doesn't matter. If you don't start off with Moshe Rabbeinu, Meshugoi, to take man, to try to beat the system, but you know there's no man. You know Hashem is taking down the man. But who are you trying to fool? Every time, look what's happening. Yes. The Nisyonis is the same. When we stand from far away, we look at it. So what is the suffix? This is our job. To take a moment tomorrow, Shlishi Lepashas B'Shalach, and to live in Buddha. That gives the koyach. Shall I yechsa will of the noise for the Kodashah.